We are up to the Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says we're still going through. Rav is asking all of these. We start two lines on top again, asking all of these questions, like where do you know this from? Where do you know that from? This saying of people. This saying of people. So Amalei Rav LeRabba Bamori. We're just revising the last piece of yesterday. The Rav said to Rabba Mori, "Mina Milsa, where do we know the following quote? That three lines on the top of the page. Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph." The Amri Inchi people say, Bosa Mori Nixi, you should follow a very rich man who owns a lot of assets. Tzivi Moshe, from him you should pull off pieces of fats. Because, in other words, you should join him because his good luck will rub off on you. Amalei Dixivi, see, by Loit. Why was Loit successful? Because he hung around Avram. Begam Loit, Ahoylichas Avram, Hayotsoin, Ubokavoylim. Loit also had all of that. Amr Abchanan, said Abchanan, Hamoyser Din Al Chaved. If you turn to Hashem and said, that guy's such a Rosh, he deserves to be punished. So you're handing over judgment against somebody else. Today, Bishter, who Nenashchila? You will be punished first. Why? Because Abishta says, it says another elsewhere, Abishta says, so you want to, you think that guy deserves to be punished. So let's see who you are. Let's see if you deserve to be punished. Abishta will judge you right then and there, and it's not good news. Okay, right? Yeah. Shanem, how do we know? But Toimis Sorai, Sora said, El Avram Tavram, Chamosi Alecha, I'm upset with you, I'm angry with you, because you didn't daven for me. You daven for me, you didn't daven for me to have a child. And it says, no, you got Hogger that you had children, and you never say you daven for me to have children. Well, it says, By Yove Avram, least pointless, Sora live Kaisa, and Sora died first. Avram went to outlive Sora by many years. So we see that what? That she was punished because she was davened against Avram, so therefore she got punished first. Hani Milis Ladin about her, when do we say that you're not allowed to ask the Abishah to intervene and to take care of that guy who's giving you a hard time? It's only if there's a corner to taste of the gizzes, you could dine about her that there are judges in this world. There's a bezdin, you can take him to. But if there were no judges in this world, then you have no choice but to turn to Hashem. And Sarah, there was a bezdin, the bezdin of shame. There was a bezdin operating then. Can you imagine? Teisa said there was a bezdin operating in times of anybody disputes, it went to a bezdin. The bezdin of shame. But our version of Gemara is if there's judgment in the world, it sounds like nothing with a bezdin. It sounds like if you can see that the Eibishter is meeting out justice and hurting those who hurt others, it's fine. But if you don't see any justice, then you're allowed to turn to the Eibishter. That's our version of the Gemara. So the Gemara writes, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Oy Leilat Soyeg Yosef." And he said, "The one who screams is going to scream against somebody else who's not doing the right thing to you. But the one who screams will get punished first." Tanya Amar, we learned, "Echad Hat Soyeg." Whether the one who was screaming, "Echad Hat Nitzig," the one who was being screamed about, "Ben Mashra." Elisha Mahadin Let Soyeg Yosef, and Nitzig. You first go to the Soyeg, you punish them first before the Nitzig. You should never treat lightly somebody. If a person gets a klal, you should not treat lightly. Cursed Sarah out for her behavior. Even though it didn't happen by Sarah, it happened by her children. It says, Avimelech said to her, he said that, He said, "Here's a cover for your eyes because you hoodwinked me and you lied to me and you said you were a single girl." Amalai, he said to her, "Hoy the kasisimani, since you concealed from me, but like Galisi didn't reveal who Ishek is your husband, the Garamta Layat Sarazah, you caused me all of this pain, ye rotsin, the may the will be, she yilacha b'nei ksuye nai, she have children who cannot see either, be blind." And what happened? Beniskai and Bazar, her very son, Yitzchak, the Chesiv, it says, but he zok and Yitzchak, but he was looking at Yitzchak, older, he was no longer able to see.
So why does Rashi bring the reason, not this reason, straight from the Gemara? Rashi and Chumash brings the reason because of the Avodah Zarah.
He brings a few reasons, from Medrash. Rashi brings always whatever fits more in the trap and the tater. Amar Bula, Elam Yehudam, and Adoflam, and Raphim, it's better to be always from the chase rather than the chasers. She'ain lach near div. There isn't a bird that's more chased and harassed than mitoidim uvenayonim from a dove because it's small, it's tiny, it's defenseless. And yet, v'achshel kosher v'zbeach, it is kosher. It's a kosher bird. So, in other words, don't be the aggressor. Be from the, if you have to be, not saying you should always be, but you have to be, rather be from a nidiv than a raidiv. So anyway, it says in the Mishnah, if a guy says to him, you can blind me, amputate my leg, you know, cut off one of my 24 evodim, and the guy was chayv, and the guy's, and even if I say you're a potter, if you do it, don't worry about it, the guy is still chayv. Then the Mishnah said, if I tell you to rip my clothes, and he does his chayv, but if I tell him I'm a nas lifter and conditioning a potter, then the guy's potter. So we want to know, what's the difference? Why if I tell you to amputate my leg, and I say, no problem, you can do it, you have to pay me all the monetary payments. And why is it when I tell you cut up my clothing, you don't have to pay me? What's the difference?
You don't own your body.
Yeah, but the money. What about the money now? You shouldn't have done it. Maybe that's a separate thing. Allah. What about the money? There's all kinds of payments. Why do you have to pay me? I told you, you don't have to pay me.
Because it's more serious.
But I was mechil. What's the difference in mechil over here and mechil over here? That's what I want to know. So you have three opinions. Only Rabbi Asa bar Chama l'Rava, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why, when it comes to Meichel amputating his leg, we say it's not a good Mechil, and yet when it comes to rending his clothes, useless, it's good. Omle Reisha, the beginning is, L'fisha Ein Adam Meichel al Roshe Evarim. He said, you know why? In the Reisha, because a person is not Meichel al Roshe Evarim, which means nobody's, we don't believe him. Even if he says, I'm Meichel, you can cut my leg off, we don't believe him. He didn't mean it. He was being facetious. And therefore, you shouldn't have done it, and therefore, you're Chayim. Shanking my clothing, he meant it. So in other words, according to Rami Bar Chama, according to Rabbi, even if he clearly said, I am meichel you, doesn't matter. When it comes to amputating a leg, you got to pay. I don't understand. You tell me a person is not meichel. The Tanya we learned. You tell me that people are not meichel when it comes to amputating a leg. So let me ask a question. And other things, they are meichel. We learned hikeni pitzani amanas lifter. He said, hurt me. He didn't say cut off one of my evorim, my limbs. He says, hit me, splatter my head, you know, give me a good zets on my head on the condition you have to pay me any money. Potter, he's potter. Because I'm meichel you. What's the difference? You think people, this is also very, it aches and it hurts a lot. So why is it that over here you're not meichel? Ishtik, Rava couldn't understand the answer. Then he said, Rabbi said to him, Midish Milabah, did you hear anything about this? Rabbi Asi Bar Chama said, this, I heard the name of Rabbi Sheshes. Really, you can be Meichel everything. We know why you can't be Meichel these visible defects, because you're not only embarrassing yourself, you're embarrassing your whole family when you walk around like this. And therefore, you have no right. You can be Meichel things that only negate to you, but you cannot be Meichel things which affect the entire family. Who are you to be Meichel them? And that's why you cannot be Meichel. So according to this, you can never be meichel on one of the 24 evodim, but everything else you could be meichel, including pain and ripping my clothes and all that. Itma, we actually learned the machlek is three opinions. Abayishi said the reason because pegamish bracha, you have no right to be meichel, you're affecting the rest of your family. Rava Omar, Rava maintains his original opinion. Mishum she'ein adam meichel al rosh evodim shalai. A person generally is not meichel on his rosh evodim, but everything else he is meichel. Comes on Rabbi Yechon and he says, no. He said, Mefedish, people are Meichel. The people are Meichel. People, Meichel makes no difference actually between whether we're talking about clothes or amputating my leg. A person can be Meichel. But if a guy were to say, clear out, hey, break my leg and I'm Meichel you, then according to Rabbi Yechon, you never have to pay. I'm talking about this discussion. I tell you to break my legs. And I want to amputate my legs, and then you say, "And will I have to pay?" And I say, "Potter." I say, "I'm an ass lifter." And I say, "Potter." Here already, because there's a discussion, the question is, how do we read into his words? So the question, so it depends if it's said in a question mark tone or if it's said in a factual tone. If you say to me, I said to you, "You can amputate my leg," and you said to me, "Oh, and if I do that, will I be Potter?" And I say, "Will you be Potter?" Since I asked him a question mark, obviously, I mean, of course you're not potter. Are you crazy? So therefore, that's why I'm not meichel. Had I said to you, of course you are potter as a statement, you would be potter, but it's a question mark. And by clothing, when you said to me, so I said yes, it really means no. By clothing, I said, you can rip my clothing. You said to me, will I be potter? And I said, what, you won't be? So I said no, but I said in a question mark. So of course you will be, unless I clearly said you won't be. So no is yes by clothing, and yes is no by empty. It was said in the form of a question. Sometimes you say yes, it means no, and sometimes lav shuken, and no means yes. If he said, depends how you sing. Tanya we learned, he can he hit me, putzani, and bang me in my head. What was that?
That was a bang of the head. That was the putzani.
Al menas lifter, in order to be potter, and he said, hein. He said yes. Had a yes, hang your gloves. I mean, yes is a no. When is a yes like a no? If he said in the question mark, yes, you think I'm going to be part of you? So that means no. What about krask? So he ripped my clothes. Almanas lifter. The guy says, yeah, if I rip your clothes, I'll be part of. Amalei lav. No. Again, it's in the question mark. Had a lav shukain. So no, that's like a yes.
Always had this story about a guy who sees a sign in the window that says, my name is Frank, what do you think? I make it, it's for nothing. So he goes in one of those three sheets, comes to pick them up, and the fellow says, it's $600. He says, what do you mean? He says, I make it for nothing. He says, it doesn't say any such thing. He says, look at the side of the window. He says, look what it says. Says, my name is Frank. What do you think? I make your suits for nothing.
No, you're your thing.
That was his famous story. His events of Vimazet, the Gemara.
Yeah. There's a machlek, you know, the word in the Gemara means yes. There's a machlek in the Farshim. Does in really mean yes? How can some Farshim say in means yes? Otherwise, it's impossible. In is ain, ain means no. How can the same word no mean yes? So they, everyone says ain is no, but when ain means yeah, in means yes, it's actually in the question mark. Ain, no. Yes. That's why you sing it. Okay. Shabbat Kadi Kras Ksusi Chaye. But I mean, there's a question. You're telling me if I tell you to break my barrel. If I didn't tell you I'm a naslif, I just say break my barrel, tear my clothes. It's a mission that you chay. If I say I'm a naslif, then you're potter. Freddy Gemara, but I mean, didn't we learn elsewhere? It says in the Pasig that if you gave someone to guard something for you, to watch for you, and it says in the Pasig, Lishmar, if you gave it to him to watch for you. Only if he gave it to watch. If you chatchila gave it to him that he should get rid of it and lose it, he's potter. Lishmar to watch for leil kroy. If he gave it to chatchila to rip up, he is potter. Lishmar if I gave it to watch for leil chal to distribute to poor people. Clearly from here that if you gave it to him to rip up, he's potter. So how come in our mishnah we say right rip my clothes chayiv? The mishnah says the only time you potter is if he add the words al menas lifter on the condition that I'm potter. Otherwise you got to pay. What's the difference? I can answer perhaps. If first the Shemer got it and afterwards he ripped it, then he would be chayiv, because when it came to his hand, it came in as a Shemer. Afterwards he says, rip it, so you're a Shemer, you're responsible for negligence, unless he said clearly, I'm an ass lifter. That's our Mishnah. The Brides is talking about the loyas liyodei. First I told you, rip it, and then I gave it to your hand. So therefore, you never became a Shemer on it, because from the beginning, from the outset, your duty was to rip it. What are you talking about? The way the Braisa writes Lishmar sounds like that even though he already came to his hand to guard, if I tell you to rip it, you are potter. So it sounds like even after it came to the Shemer, I gave him these instructions, he's potter. So what's the difference in the Mishnah and the Braisa? Rabba comes along, Rabba says, both talking about you gave it to Shemer. Like Kasha. Depends. Here he's talking about it came to his hand first as a shomer, and then he told him to rip it. And the other one is talking about it came to his hand, and then he from the beginning when I put it in your hand, I said I want you to rip it. So both of them came into his hand, but the second one he was never a shomer. From the beginning, I told him this is what you have to do. Yeah. I want to give you the tzedakah. There was a person of tzedakah, also the Pumbedisa. They came to Pumbedisa. After the Rabbi Yisrael Gabehu Gavra, Rabbi Yisrael gave it to a person to mine. It was a pushka full of money, posha, but he was negligent. And also Ganvi Gunvu and the Ganavim stole it. But why did they steal it? Because he was negligent. So he's obligated, even though it's a Shemichin, he's responsible. Chayiv Rabbi Yisrael made him reimburse all the money. Amalei Abayi Vatani Bilu Kli Lishmoy Vilele Chalganim. If you gave it to Chatzilah Shvibit to poor people, he's not responsible. Amalei, you know why he's not responsible? He gave poor people because even though you did the wrong thing, who's going to collect from you? If I gave it to you to get lost, I gave it to you to tear, that means I'm no longer the owner. It's Hefke, so who's going to come claim from you what you did? You shouldn't have done it, but who's going to claim it? Over here, the poor people in Rabbi Yosef's city, in Pumbedisa, they all knew that they're getting their weekly stipend from this money here, so they're going to claim it, and therefore you have to pay. I need the Pumbedisa to make his kaislu. They know they have a fixed stipend every week. Therefore, I gave it to you, I gave it to you to watch. Doesn't want to bite it. New back to Gzela. Remember we learned before that Shini is Kaina. We learned that a Shini, if you make a change in the item, it's no longer the original item, you stole the H Gzela Shagozl, Kane Shagozl. So if it's different, I can keep it, I just got to pay the money, Kishas Gzela, what it's worth when it was stolen. If it's a Shini HaChayzel Libriya, I'll say it's a Shini, but it's not a permanent Shini. We had a Machlekes. Some say that it's Kaina, that's what I mean, the Rabbana, and others say it's not Kaina at all. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, HaGayzel Eitzim, you stole wood. But awesome kalim, and you transformed them into kalim. So you made a shinui. Tzemer, you stole wool. But awesome begadim, you wove them into clothing. So you made a shinui. So now you get to keep the clothes. You get to keep the kalim. But mishalom, I got to get money. And what value? The value was at the time I stole it. Case number one. Case number two. Gozal parim ubedes. I stole a pregnant cow, viyolda, while I was in my rishus. The ganes, it gave birth. Urochalak sheep, tuna gituna, was laden with wool, the gozal, and you shore it. What do I pay? Mishalim, so I made a shini. Mishalim de me parim ha'emedes later. I got to pay you the value of a parim that's about to give birth. You know, it was the state that it was, a pregnant animal. And the may rachel ho emed le gazes, or the value of a sheep that was about to be shorn. That's what I got to give you.
The rachel ho emed le gazes. That's shini shechayzer b'riyasa.
Yeah, but it, 1 second. So
next year the sheep will be also full of wool.
Yeah, but the wool that you took is gone. He can't reattach that. Now Rashi holds over here. Look at Rashi, two lines on the top. The may rachel hatun le gazes, says Rashi. The difference, sheshav the achshav havlad v'hagiza yoyse shalayu. The kenonu b'shinui. Rashi makes a big chiddush. Rashi holds you got to give him back the original animal. The animal hasn't. Rashi holds the animal hasn't changed. I stole a pregnant animal. Now it gave birth. The original mother didn't change. That's not a shinui. I got to give back the mother. I got to pay the difference between now the mother's not pregnant to when the value, let's say a non-pregnant cow is worth $100, but a pregnant cow is worth $120. So I got to give back the original cow. I got to pay you the $20, the difference in what it was, but I keep the baby. So Rashi holds the only shini here was the fetus that came out, or the baby calf, or the wool. But the original animal is the same. Tosis clearly argues, a little bit later, Tosis holds that the animal itself changed. Before it was a pregnant animal, now it's not a pregnant animal. So not only the baby is a shini, the original mother is a shini. I get to keep everything, and I got to give you just the money, the value from scratch. No, you get nothing back, the nigga. That's what Rashi Tosis.
Is that less or more?
If what?
Like
it depends on the day, whatever the cows are worth. But according to Rashi, all I got to give is a small amount of money. And I get to keep a baby. I'm way ahead. According to Tosis, I got to come
and
drum
the original
animal. Sorry?
And the original animal you have to give also.
Yeah, so your animal in the first place. But what I did was I gained from my geneva. I got a baby.
Why does it hold the feeling that you can gain from the geneva?
Because Rashi holds that there's no, because that's the thing, the shini. The shini is koinet. It's no longer the original. Before it was inside a womb, and now the baby is out in the wild. So the animal changed. So it's mine. That's the law. And I got to get back what I stole. I didn't steal a baby. I stole a pregnant animal. I got to pay back a pregnant animal.
You wouldn't have stolen that animal from me. I would have had the baby again.
True, but it doesn't work that way. A loss of a profit is not a loss. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah, Gozal Pori, you stole a bull, and Abra Etzla, you stole a bull and became pregnant by you, Viyolda gave birth, you stole an ordinary bull and then it became pregnant and gave birth, Rochel, you sheep, and you lay, suddenly you get laden with wool. The Gozal, you shore it, Mishalom, Shazazela, you got to pay what it was worth at the time you stole it. This is a rule, Kola Gazloni, Mishalom, Kishazela, what it was at the time you stole it. Yeah. Another machlekes Rashi tastes is, okay, you got to pay a pregnant animal, but let's say you stole the animal 3 months ago. The animal then was in the sixth month. And now when the animal now is, let's say, right before when I got caught, it was in the 9th month. What do I pay? I pay for an animal what it was worth when I stole it from you, or an animal what it was, the shinui right now, right before I'm giving it back to you. Well, you know, what value do you work out?
What's the difference in value between a 5 month pregnant or a
full month? Full just a full 9 month. A 9 month animal's worth more than a 5 month pregnant animal. Anyway, back to your mother. Well, is the value of the animal. We're talking about the metzias of the animal, not the price. The animal was 5 month pregnant, is a metzias, and now when we're doing the valuation, is a 9 month pregnant. So what do we look at the metzias of that? Shalom Zayvi is the value of that. What the animal was worth at the time. What an animal's worth. No, but a 9 month animal at that time would have been worth more. It's what it was at the time. Gemara. Amri, it seems from the Mishnah, 18, but awesome, Kalevke, if it was a major shinui, like you took wood and you turned it into a vessel. Shifan, but if you took wood and you smoothed it out, what is it called? Planing it out, whatever you call it. Loi. then it's not enough of a shinui. But I, because every time you want to make a keli, first you take the wood and you smooth it out. You take away all the little splinters, and then you make it a keli. So lechera, before you made a keli, you already smoothed it out. So why does the Mishnah say you made it a keli? Is that either our Mishnah holds before you made it a keli, just when you smooth it out, it's not enough of a shini. In order to be a proper shini, it has to go all the way and make it into a keli. Or the same thing is tema wool, but awesome begadim. If you make wool, you return your clothes in. Or believe it, if you just whiten it. Now the stages are: you take wool, you clean it out all the dirt, and then you turn it into a beged. Our Mishnah says only when it reaches a stage of a beged is it a shini. That means if it's earlier stage, it's not a beged, not a shini yet. Right, but I mean, I ask a question. Some brides and fetish that it is. Gaza lates of a shif, and you stole the wood, and you just prepared it. You made it smooth. That's already a shini. Or avonim, stones, the sisson, and you hammered them out. Or tzema wool, the linen, you clean them out, pishtun, flax, the niko, and you cleaned it out. Mishal, mishal zayla. It's already a shini. So machleket in the brides and the mishnah. So we'll have a number of answers. Rabbi answers, no. The Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about two different things. Who told you that our Mishnah is talking about you took an ordinary piece of wood and then you have to go through two stages, make it smooth? Our Mishnah is talking about the wood is already smooth. Because the wood is already smooth and you put it in the keli, it's very easy, just take it apart and put it back. So our Mishnah is talking about a lower form of shini. It's called a shini achayza libriyase, a shini that can revert back. Because it's already, the wood is already prepared to make something out of it. So all I stole from you was wood prepared, and I made something, and I can just dismantle it and give it right back to you. That's a shinuch. And the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though my Torah is not a shinuch, but Rabban is a shinuch. The Braisa is talking about shinuch, which is from the Torah, which are permanent ones. Tana did on Tani shinuch, the Rabban and the Hodder that you can revert. The Choshke and shinuch, the Raisa and surely a shinuch in the Torah. Eitzim you stole wood was a keli. We're talking about Eitzim and Shupin, it was already smoothed out. The Mainiyu and the Sadim, they were boards. The shinuch, the Hodder, so easy to bring it back to its original state. The boy massive, who you want, you can dismantle it. Also got in wool, you turn it into clothing. But tovu, you're talking about you already spun the wool, you already cleaned it, and you spun it, it was already ready to go. So you can just take it apart again. The shini, the huddle, the boy sauce, you can take it apart. The choshken shini, the raisa, and surely shini, the raisa. Our Mishnah is talking about a shini, the rabbon, and surely shini, the raisa works. The Tana Brava, the Tana Braisa is Shin the Raisa Tani. It's only too much Shin the Raisa. You're about like Tani. Ravashi, Yomar, Ravashi says, that's one answer. Calls long Ravashi says, no. Why do you have to learn that our Mishnah is talking about a Shin the Rabbanon and the Braisa Shin the Raisa? I'll tell you the truth. Tana, Didon, Nami, Shin the Raisa Tani. Our Tana is a Shin the Raisa. 18, but also on Kalim. When it says, our Tana is a Shin the Raisa. You know what the Tana is talking about? 18 made Kalim. It's talking about Bucha'ani, the Hainu Shifan. When you took and you made it into a pestle. What is a pestle? Just a board that's smooth. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah did. You're not, when we say Keli, and the Braisa says Shifan, it's exactly the same thing. You just made it smooth, and now you can use it as an implement. Tracy says, this kind of a Shinui only works if it's actually... a name change. Tesla holds that this kind of shinui only works if it actually is, because it's such a mild shinui, you took a board, you didn't really do much to it except make it smooth, it would not be called a shinui unless it has a name change. Like, it's called a pesna, a bukhiani. That's what it's called. Or a mortar, yeah. The hainu shifen. Or tseme v'osem begad. You know what I'm talking about? Mishnah about wool you made in clothes? Namti, you made it into like a felt. You pressed it together. These are shinuyim that cannot change, but even though you only made one step, because it has a name change, it's considered what? It's considered a shinui. So the Braisa and the Mishnah are actually saying exactly the same thing. Okay, exactly the same thing. So in other words, the Braisa is, so the Mishnah holds that the only time that a shinui is, according to Tesis, the only time a shinui mice is effective is if it's a strong shinui mice, obviously it's effective, but if it's a mild shinui mice, if it has a name change, so that makes it effective. Like here it's called Bukhani, or the felt is called felt, you know, it has a name change. Says the Gemara, Rashi doesn't learn this way. Says the Gemara, the Braisa said that if you just whiten the wool, that's ready because of shini. Why is that a shini? If Ramin was a question, we know that you have to give the ratios. Hagei is the original, the initial wool that you cut off the shear from the sheep. You have to give it to a koyin. And the way it works is you have to have a minimum of 5 sheep and then give it to a koyin because you have to have a certain amount. What about if you don't have that? If you don't meet that amount, you don't have to give it to Kain. So what happens? You made a shinui. Like he speak litnila. You shore one sheep, and before you know, you let it. You're supposed to let it sit there until you have all 4 other sheep, and you combine the aggregate wool. But here, before you went to shear the next one, that achetov, you went and died. You went and dyed this one. Potter, you are potter. Leave noiva loitzava. What about if you made it white and you didn't color it? Chai, you still have to give the jesha gay. What does it mean? The coloring is a shinui, and then you no longer have to give it to the koyim because it's no longer the original jesha gay. But if you just made it white, you cleaned it out, you still have to give it to the koyim, which means it's not a shinui. How do you compare gzeila to the laws of jesha gay? On by lekash, hot up shiva bonim. So machlekes. The tanya we learn gozuzu. You shore the wool, tavu. You spun it va'argu, and you wove it. And it's mamish a major shinui. Then everyone agrees. A mitzvah, and if you did one sheep at a time, you took it, spun it, and made a garment, then you did the next one. Of course, they don't combine, and you don't have to give the coin. Oh, beloved, if you made a white, Rab Shimon made a mitzvah, if it doesn't combine, in other words, he holds white as a shini, if it does combine, white is not a shini. So therefore, it's a machlekes tanoim. Rav Amar, Hava, Hod Rab Shimon. No, everyone can go according to Rab Shimon that white is not a shini. Sorry, white is a shini, and it's not a mitzvah. So how do you learn the braisa here? Yeah, so how come we learned by Reishis HaGeis in another place that doesn't? Like Kasha. Hard enough to say in the footse, if you just banged it, then it's not really a shini. Hard a circus ruke, but if you took combs and you used the proper implements, that's already considered a full job, and that's considered a shini. And then, and therefore, yeah, it's different. Pchibara Ovin Amar. Another difference is, the chavre chivre over here, talking about you just washed it out, white, you made it white, that's not a shini. The kavre kibruye, here you use soap or detergent, that already is considered a major change, and that's a shini. So the Gemara, hashtana, yesh leime tzavel rab shimon lehave shini. Liban have a shini. I have a question. You tell me Rab Shimon holds that whitening is considered a shini. Elsewhere, I'm going to show you Rab Shimon holds that coloring is not a shini. How can it be that coloring, which is far greater shini, is not a shini, but whitening is? What's the ma'aseh? The time we learn, gozaz rishon, you shore one sheep at a time. Vitzave rishon, you dyed one at a time. Vitzave rishon, you spun one at a time. Va'orga, and then you wove it. Aim and start, they don't combine. Come to Rab Shimon and Yehuda says, that Savi, if all you did was you dyed it, mitzvah, if it's not a shini. So how can it be that the same Rab Shimon holds that dyeing is not a shini, but whitening is? Omer by Lakasha. Hard Rabbana Liber Rab Shimon, Hard Rab Shimon, Yehuda Liber Shimon. In Rab Shimon Yechai, two opinions, the Rabbana Rab Shimon and the Shimon Yehuda according to Rab Shimon. Rav Amar, Rav says, La'eglam le'pligir Rabbana Rab Shimon, they don't argue Rab Shimon ben Yehuda. Everyone agrees with Yehuda, there was two kinds of dyes. Sometimes dye is a shini, sometimes isn't. The shiny tzeva, regular dye, is not really a shini. Now why? Hoyil the yochel lahavira, you can remove the dye, they soften some kind of a detergent, some kind of a soap, some kind of a chemical that you can remove the dye. So it's a reversible. Therefore, the chik tani hasam, when we learned that dye is a permanent thing, like he speak ilan. That's not talking about the normal dye from grass. We're talking about here from a tree called the purple color from kol ilan, which is like tchelis. You know, remember we said who's a Russia, somebody he makes sitzes that looks like appears like tchelis, really is kol ilan. Some kind of a sap of a tree, the loyava, that it's once it's permanent. It's a permanent, so if it's permanent, it's a proper shini. If not permanent, it's not a proper shini. I want you. So we brought some opinion. Abayi said, "I want you to know." Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, who says that, well, that I disagree with this last shot. I hold that Rab Shimon ben Yehuda holds that dai is not a shinui. Beishamai and Beishamai and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rab Shimon Lezer and Rabbi Shmuel kulus svidul. They all hold that shinui b'kayoyim. Shimon does not make it yours. The ganav still belongs to Nigzel. Rab Shimon Yehuda Dami just said that dai doesn't do anything for you. Does not a change. Okay. Beshame Mayi. Now we had this Beshame before and of Samar Zayin. Tanya, we learned. Nosan Lachitin Bas Nona. He had a relationship with a harlot. He gave her a gift, wheat. And the dinner, you know, that he uses wheat for Kar Mincha because it's despicable. Awesome, but he transformed it to seilitz, into flour, or Zaysim, he gave her olive. She transformed it to Vasa Shemesh. She made it into oil, so she made a shini. Anovim, he gave her grapes for Asan Yayin, and she turned it into wine. Tani Chod, and one Bryce learned, also he still cannot put it on his bech, it's despicable. But Tani Yidach learned another Bryce, and Muti allowed to. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Tani Gurion, Rabbi Yosef said that Gurion from Aspoidik once told us that who are these two Bryces? One is Beishamai, one is Beisil. Beishamai holds Oisin, he doesn't believe in the whole concept of a shini. And Beisil holds Matin. My time with the Beishamai, why doesn't Beishamai believe in the whole concept? On Makro, it says in the Posse that you should not bring those gifts that the Zoyne brings to the Mizbeach, or if you exchange a dog, you shouldn't bring to the Mizbeach, because it's an abomination to Hashem. Gam Shneim. Gam Shneim, also those two. So he learned, Bisham, he says, Gam, even also Shneim, Lerabba Shinuim. Not only the original, not just. Yeah, even the change, if you turn it into wheat, or if you turn it into flour and all that, you cannot use it. Basil on Makro, which says Shneihem. Hem is like a separate word, they in plural, on Makro, Hem, only they, Veloy Shinuim, and not their changes. Bisham, I Hoxim, Hem, it says Hem. He says the word "haim" teaches you "haim" live and same. But if you gave her a gift to an animal, an animal gives birth to a baby, that baby could go on the mizbeach. The word "haim" learned two things: "haim v'loy shinu haim vei." But if you make a change, shinu is potter, and "haim v'loy v'loy same," and not the offspring. Ubeis hil nami hoksiv says "gam gam le beis hil kasha." Let's talk about problem. Okay, we'll stop here.